Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. I gotta tell you, I love reading and studying the prophet Isaiah. This book of the Bible fills me with awe and wonder, promise and faith. But of this shoot from the stump of Jesse, this long promised Messiah from God, as in Acts chapter 13 says, of Jesse's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. This is the very Christ himself, the King of all kings, the Lord of all gods, lords, sent to rescue you and I from sin, death, and the devil. Now, throughout a lot of the Old Testament, God inspired many writers to tell us about the root, how it will for us come bearing much fruit. And this root is yet to come, said Daniel. The yet is not something known to us, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. But just that unexpected day, which we know will be our hope coming to full blessed fruition, that hope and that promise is an ever-present assurance to all of God's people. And that includes you too. It is a point spoken of by the prophet today in your hearing, that for the church, and it's not only for back in his day, but then again, certainly for our church today, this long-standing covenant of God that his own Son would come for you and I. Yes, as he came in the flesh oh so long ago, that there in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He is yet to return upon the clouds as he said that he would, and he will not only judge the living and the dead, but he will take you to his heavenly resting place, that glorious place where you and I will walk together with God the Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. One of the most striking features of our Old Testament reading today is the dual title of the coming King as both the shoot and the root of Jesse. This Jesse, spoken of by Isaiah here, is the very father of King David, displayed for our enlightenment in the genealogy of our Lord at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel. Then King David's ill-gotten wife, Uriah, gave birth to a son from David. But then that son was the most blessed and wonderful King Solomon. An amazing family, don't you think? One might say, oh, what a tangled web we weave. Jesus, having come from such a lineage, one might sort of wonder about the validity of this King of Kings. People do. But this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords, this Prince of Peace, this one whose name we shall call Emmanuel, he was not one born in a royal palace, but a lonely manger. And certainly I know that you have doubts, as I do too. But that by the distributing of the real body and blood of Christ, it is for our strengthening of our faith and further enabling your rescue and my rescue from all our sins, saving us from an eternal death, and that God has placed that enmity between you and the serpent. I ask you to follow me closely, will you? Because this can be a little confusing, but I want to try and explain it to you this way. Why was the Christ both the root of Jesse and the shoot of Jesse? Well, the root, as we know, is a part of our body that develops typically from the seed of the husband in the womb of the wife. And it then grows, absorbing nutriment, and becomes a new person, a baby. From Jesse's seed came God in the flesh, the babe of Mary born in Bethlehem. This Christ whom we believe to be our Savior. This root of Jesse became who the angel spoke of to the shepherds that one night, that baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And this root remains eternally, forever and ever, not as a fallen tree or some dead plant, but having life forever and ever. So then the shoot, then, that which will come forth from the stump of Jesse, we do now see the images of a fallen tree. Jesse, no longer being here, as he was merely a man, but a living, breathing descendant in the flesh who lives forever into eternity, him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a branch of a tree born of a woman, but being the heavenly divine presence of God himself. Or as we have learned from Luther's Small Catechism, the two natures of Christ, the divine and the human. They're inseparable, yet in one. The church then confesses that Jesus is inseparably true God and true man. He is truly the Son of God who, without ceasing to be God, became a man and our brother. Our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod then confesses, and we believe, that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. Along with the ancient church, we confess that Jesus is true God and true man in one person. He is the Son of God who was crucified and raised from the dead for the salvation of all who trust in him. The name of Christ identifies him as our Messiah, the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises and prophecies that God will save his people. This fulfillment and salvation happened in history, in real time, in a real place, first century AD in Israel, through a flesh and blood person named Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's why we just confessed together, out loud, together, the Apostles' Creed. And we say, I believe, because it is a personal thing. It's my faith. It's your faith. It's a personal thing, your faith, and that you are confessing Jesus is Lord. For our faith is just that. It's a personal relationship that you and I have with God Almighty and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My faith cannot save you, nor can your faith save me. I can certainly teach you God's word and what His will is for you, but it's your faith given you by the Holy Spirit as a most marvelous and blessed gift. When you get faith, it's a work of God. And so we come to our theme today, the glorious resting place of God. What a truly glorious place we shall see when we enter into heaven. It has to be magnificent. It will be brilliant and wonderful home for all eternity for us. This resting place of God is the place spoken of by John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, that we shall see very soon. That one and the same wilderness we traverse today, where temptations and turmoil abounds, where persecution exists and it beats at your belief and your faith day in and day out. But my, oh my, how the former things shall come to pass. Soon, very soon, we will celebrate with delight our Lord's birthday, Christmas. And we'll talk even more about His most welcomed return. So this season of Advent, yes, it is a special time for me and you and all of God's church. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.